Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Al. A lot of good words, I think. You've done a good job. And ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a commercial.
Thank you, Ralph. Folks, we'd like to invite you out to Ralph Stanley's 37th Annual Memorial Bluegrass Festival. That'll be coming up on Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th at Ralph's old home place between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. Now, we've got a special thing going to happen this year. We're starting the festival a day early. We're starting on Wednesday night, May 23rd, and we're going to have a live performance of a play called Man of Constant Sorrow, and that's the story of the Stanley Brothers. And we're going to present that right there on stage at the festival, so you'll be able to come and watch that play. It's been doing real well for the last two or three years, put on by the Barter Theater out of Abingdon, Virginia. And also that night, Nathan is going to do his tribute to Elvis Presley live on stage. For the rest of the weekend, we've got some of the best in bluegrass. Of course, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys all 4 days. We've got Porter Wagner from the Grand Ole Opry going to be with us. The Cherry Holmes family will be there. The Warrior River Boys, the James King Band, Randy Waller and the Country Gentlemen, Marty Rabin, Jim Lauderdale, Larry Sparks and the Lonesome Ramblers, Paul Williams and Victory Trio, George Shuffler is going to be with us, and just a whole bunch more. And you can pick up a handbill out there on the record table, and we'd love to have you make plans to come and be with us Memorial Day weekend, May 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th at Hills of Home Park between Coburn and McClure, Virginia. That's down in the southwestern part of the state. Now, I'd like to mention a few things we have for sale, and as always, Ralph's got plenty of good Stanley Brothers CDs, and Ralph Stanley CDs, and he's got some that you can't buy anywhere except directly from him, and they're on his own Stanley Tone record label. One's the last live performance the Stanley Brothers ever did in 1966 at Bean Blossom, Indiana. He has another one called Live at Watermelon Park, and that's another live show from 1969. With Larry Sparks on guitar, and the third one is called Now and Then, and it features 25 of his most popular songs. As I said, you can only buy these directly from Ralph, and Ralph, you want to tell the folks here tonight why you did it that way?
James, I'd be real proud to do that, folks. You see, that way I make all the profit.
Might as well get the hay down on the grass and get to it. I beat you that time. Jack Cook over there has got a new solo project out called Sitting on Top of the World on Time Castle Records. And that's not even released yet. It comes out February the 20th, I believe. But of course, Jack's got some advanced copies, and he's real proud of that album, as well he should be. It's a great record, and he'll be glad to lay one on you. Danny Davis back there has got a new CD out, and as Ralph told you, it's got dancing on it, it's got singing, it's got picking, bear hunting, and a little bit of everything, I believe, on Danny's CD. And Nathan Stanley's got his Sandy Ridge album, features his mandolin playing and singing. Ralph II's got all of his albums out there. He's got all of them in stock, including the latest one, Carrying On, which you just heard the title cut off of that. Dewey Brown's got his fiddle album, Traditional Fiddle. A lot of good fiddle tunes on it, like Down Yonder, Orange Blossom Special, Sally Gooden, and a bunch of the old favorites like that. Steve Sparkman back here has got a very fine banjo CD out there called Harlan County Five String. I've got some guitar albums. I've got an instructional DVD that teaches the cross-picking style of guitar playing. Our bus driver, E.C. French, has all the Ralph Stanley caps, t-shirts, bumper stickers, things like that. The five-string banjo that Steve's got up here is the Hills of Home model Stanley Tone banjo. It's built in Kentucky by a gentleman named Frank Neat. There's only going to be 20 of these made, and this is number 5 that Steve is holding here tonight. And you can take this banjo home with you, and Steve will give you all the information on it. He'll have it out there at the record table and tell you all about it. The guitar that Ralph II is playing is the Carter Stanley Commemorative Blue Ridge Guitar. And he is a dealer for these also. And Ralph II, how about telling the folks about the special you're running on that guitar now?
Yeah, sure will, James. I tell you what, though, I'd like to add to you know that Dad's been running for president for about 60 years now, I guess. Y'all seen the Dr. Ralph Stanley for president, I'm sure, on a lot of cars and campers through the years. I've decided that I was going to try to run for vice president, so I got some Ralph II for vice president bumper stickers out there. And If we win, I reckon we've both agreed that we're going to have a bluegrass festival there at the White House lawn. So we want all of y'all to attend, actually. Be sure and pick up some bumper stickers. But no, this is a real special item. This is a Carter Stanley Memorial, like James said, and Uncle Carter. I'm just proud to play it because it's a copy of his guitar that's in the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. It's got his signature up here in gold, and also inside's got the serial number and a picture of Michael Carter and mine and dad's signature. So it's a real, real special guitar, and they're only going to be 600 made. If anybody would be interested in it, I'd be glad to let you play mine here and see what it is. And like we do got a real good deal special going on. So just come back here at the table, and I'd be glad to tell y'all more about it.
All right, thank you, too. We'd like to thank the folks at Rhythm and Roots for making it possible for us to be here tonight. Especially, we'd like to thank our friend A.J. Flick for the nice article she did in the Tucson Citizen this week. And as always, it's great to be here in Tucson. It's been too dang long, and we want to come back as soon as we can. Thank you very much.
Folks, I played banjo in this band for over 50 years. Steve Sparkman, he came along and shot me out of the saddle about 50 years ago. But, you know, the first way I ever learned to play that banjo was old-time clawhammer style. And sometimes, if I get a request, well, I still try to play it. Nice names up and down the neck.